Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Discussing Doodles,
your favourite animation-based podcast,
where we discuss a different animated film from a different animation studio each week.
Warning, there will be spoilers ahead.
So if you've yet to see this movie and you don't want spoilers,
stop listening now.
One more thing, we don't watch our language.
Though we talk about family movies, this isn't a family podcast. You have been warned.
Again.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome back to Discussing Doodles. I felt like I said that weird.
Well,
Discussing Doodles.
I think it was weirder that you took a gap. The weirdest part was you going, welcome back to Discussing Doodles.
just stop it.
I think that was weirder.
I'm Mark.
I'm Luke. And we watch movies that are animated and were once doodles. And that's why we're discussing doodles.
That's a really good explanation. We should clip that as like a trailer for the entire podcast.
Yeah. Because, I mean, a film like this is legitimate doodles.
Yes.
CGI films, not so much, but they were once at one doodles.
Point. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I love a doodle.
Is Doodles the name of the dog in the tweenies?
You say the tweenies like we've all been talking about the tweenies very recently. Or the subject of today's video is the tweenies. I don't remember what the dog was called. It looked a bit like Arcanine.
Well,
it was yellow and red.
It was yellow and red.
Fire dog.
But I think it was called Doodles.
Was
or
it?
Doogles.
No, isn't that Magic Roundabout?
Doogle, yeah.
Robbie Williams.
I love that film. Please, can that be one of our specials?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that film.
Totally, that can be one of our specials.
Jim Broadbent, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
no, let's she's do not that. In it. Joanna Lumley. Ted Baker. Tom Baker. Right. I'm going to bed. I need to go to bed, apparently.
Oh, that film with Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Baker. My favourite.
I hate myself.
We're not talking
Kylie
about...
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
She's in it.
We're not talking about Kylie Minogue. We're not talking about the tweenies. We're not talking about Magic Roundabout. It's Studio Ghibli week, week two.
It is.
We're talking about Porco Rosso.
Yeah, we are.
Which translates as red pig, right? Crimson
red,
pig.
Crimson pig.
Yeah.
Porco Rosso.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pork. Sorry. I love pork.
Pork's my personal favourite meat.
Well, it just delivers.
Well, I think everything you get off a pig is good. Like, if you just, you could like list them on a hand. So you think about like pork, you think of, like just generic pork.
Like, yeah.
But then you think about you get crackling as well.
Yeah.
But then you've got to think about bacon.
Yeah.
And pork sausages.
Yeah. Gammon.
And gammon. Oh.
Oh, gammon's
God.
Elite, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you say everything's good. Some people out there have like pig ear. And pig
you don't want to go that far.
And shit, don't they?
I think you do that. You give that
pig
to dogs.
Trotters.
Yeah.
Marco Pierre White loves a trotter. It's their foot.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, it's the poshest O. I felt like I was with Colin.
Oh. Their bloody foot.
Their bloody foot.
I don't want to eat their bloody foot.
Oh, are you going to open that?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, but are we jumping into stories straight away?
Stories.
Are we done?
No,
being
we
idiots?
Haven't yet. Is that no. when you do it?
Yeah, I do it at the. Right, let's get started.
I thought you did it begin.
Sometimes I don't.
No.
This, but now we're in season 7 and everything's good.
Yes. Oh yeah, don't we? Are we? We're doing fun things in series 7, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to talk about our favourite bits of each bit.
Yes. Okay.
At the end.
Porco Rosso, Studio Ghibli, not one that I had done before. We've always had it.
You've never
DVD.
Watched it.
Yeah. But it's never interested me, so I've never gone there.
I've watched it once.
Right.
I never went back.
Okay.
It's not a bad film. I'm going to say that now.
It's not. I really enjoyed it.
It's really well made.
Yeah.
But
it's not their best.
I wouldn't be in a hurry.
It's never, ever, ever going to be the Ghibli that I would recommend.
No. Oh, you've never heard of Studio Ghibli? You've got to check out Porco Rosso.
Porco Rosso, first one you do, mate. Never.
No.
But it's not the bottom of the list.
No.
I think it was better than Only Yesterday.
Yeah.
Which we did last series.
Was that Only Yesterday?
No, it was last series. I think.
Okay.
I think I preferred it. Only Yesterday was a lot like... Well, we sort of discussed, didn't we? That was like a rom. It was like a live action rom com, but it just happened to be animated.
Yeah.
Whereas this felt like it should have been animated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it felt more.
Although
like
I would be kind of. I'd be interested.
Intrigued. I'd be intrigued. I think it would also be quite scary.
Yeah.
It's almost Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Esque in its like vibe.
Hmm.
I guess we should sort of tell you what we're talking about. Right? Or does that come in with story?
Porco Rosso.
Yeah, like what the basic sort of plot is. Because I guess
yeah, well, do you have a genre? Do you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so this is a 1992.
Good year.
It's all right. Japanese animated adventure comedy film written and directed by Hayao Miyazaki.
Who is a legend.
He is.
Japanese animated adventure comedy film. Yes. Adventure comedy. I wouldn't disagree.
I wouldn't disagree. I don't know if I would use... I think comedy's quite bold.
Mm.
I think there was a few laughs, but I wouldn't call it a comedy movie.
No. No, it definitely wasn't like a laugh out loud.
No.
No.
But, yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. What is it? Is it just water?
It's just water.
Luke has just spilled his drink everywhere. This is why I wish sometimes we filmed these podcasts.
Shall I take a picture? And then when this episode comes out, we'll put it on the Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, well done, Luke. Good job. At least it's only water.
It's just water. I'm just going to grab a towel.
It was your moment of like... sheer panic.
It was like a port... Actually, no, wait.
You didn't want to use that one?
No. There was like a poor attempt at trying to save it and just not doing it.
You should have used that one because they both have stitch on them.
I know, but this one goes on the floor anyway.
Oh, I see.
A hand towel on the floor.
I don't want a hand towel on the floor.
What a domestic podcast this has just suddenly turned into. I can't believe it. I've lost half my glass. That was full up, full to the brim.
Flup.
Porco Rosso, he's a pig.
He's a fucking pig.
He's a pig man.
A pigman.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. It probably isn't.
He genuinely is a bit like a superhero that a child would create. A pigman, isn't it? Like Porkman or something.
Porkman, did you call him?
Yeah. That's something a kid would come up
I'm
with.
I'm going to do Porkman.
They'd be like, Mum, Dad, look at my comic I just drew. And it's the Porkman, the pig superhero. But he's actually a bounty
mine
hunter.
Mine was always Pantman, wasn't it?
Oh, Pantman. Yeah, the guy. I mean, Captain Underpants.
Yeah, Captain Underpants was comical, though. Pantman was serious.
he was to be taken seriously in his underwear. Porco Rosso is a pig man. But he's a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as fun as superhero.
No.
It's a bit more... But then he does go after naughty people. He's not just a bounty hunter. He's like...
He goes after pirates.
He goes after pirates. Yeah. And he's cursed. He's not. He wasn't born a pig man. He became a pig man.
Yeah.
Pigman. Pigmentation.
Shall we talk?
Do you want to open your can? We're about to dive in, Mark. Do it.
Let's dive in.
What is this podcast? It's so weird.
The fact that people actually listen to
I don't know why people listen. I can't believe I just spilt my water everywhere.
At least I haven't spilt my...
cock. Please don't. But honestly, if that goes on my carpet, you're paying for it.
Okay, what if it goes on this little thing?
Oh, not as bad, but I still would rather you didn't.
Okay.
That's a rug for those who wondered what this little thing was in my bedroom. It's a rug.
Talking to a rug.
I can't believe this. I'm losing to a rug.
Losing.
That's it, you fool. You get it quite properly. Can't believe it. I'm losing to a rug. Anyhow, shall we talk about it?
Yeah.
So, this is actually based on a 3-part watercolour manga, which is called The Age of the Flying Boat, which was written by Hayao Miyazaki.
A watercolour manga sounds so yummy.
Doesn't it sound very sexy, a book to have?
I want it.
I'll have a look for you at The Age of the Flying Boat. Your
birthday's coming up, yeah.
Yeah. And it's written by Miyazaki himself. So he's adapted his own manga into an anime movie.
He did that with Nausicaa as well.
I think you're correct. And that the manga itself was sort of based off of his love for old planes, because Porco Rosso flies aeroplanes. an old style aeroplanes. And it's also his love for the good-hearted, silly men who loved those planes.
Okay.
Which I think this film was kind of full of.
Yes.
There was a lot of that sort of old-school pilot thing, wasn't
there?
Definitely,
yeah.
And apparently the basic storyline and charm... I say that a lot, don't I? Because I don't think I never thought I used to it until you repeat it in that boy's voice. And then I'm like, fuck. Apparently... The basic storyline and the charm are very much the same in the two. But the manga is apparently more light-hearted than the film. I think, as actually we were just joking around, I think it was more of a superhero pig.
Right.
And the movie's more of his a bounty hunter pig. Okay. Which sounds just as crazy. But in the film, it's not that crazy. It sounds weird out loud. He's a pig who's a bounty hunter. That sounds insane.
He's kind of just a man
with,
pig features, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But he is definitely a pig.
Yeah.
But
he's cool. So it's not like it's not like just silly. It's not just like, oh my God, that sounds ridiculous. A pig who's a bounty hunter. He's like, cool. He's a good pilot.
Probably the best.
He's a good bounty hunter. Yeah. And he's... like, got a cool swag about him.
Yeah.
Porco Rosso is, like, not to be messed with.
It's very, like, nonchalant, isn't he? Like,
And then the character of Gina, we'll get onto her more in characters, wasn't in the manga.
She's a new addition.
In the film. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I can kind of understand, because she's not overly... I mean, we'll get to it. But she doesn't do an awful lot. But, yeah, it's an interesting one.
So did you read that originally it had been planned to be a short film? As like a in-flight promo / entertainment thing for Japan Airlines.
Interesting.
But then a war broke out in Yugoslavia.
Right.
Which I think, I might be kind of wrong, is not far away from where the movie's set.
Okay.
So they had to change the tone of it because it was going to be very comical. So they changed it to be a bit more serious and then it grew into this like full film.
Perhaps that is where a lot of the light-hearted manga stuff left.
Yes. But also, I think you and I noticed that actually, at running at about an hour and a half, this is quite short for a Studio Ghibli film.
It actually is. Ghibli films are quite long.
Mm.
They're pretty mammoth animated movies.
Yeah.
But this is kind of standard.
Mm. So I think that might come from the fact that it is literally just an extended
and
short
And maybe that
film.
Explains Gina's sudden appearance.
Yes.
Maybe she's there just to bulk out some time.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it's an interesting one. The storyline isn't overly exciting.
No.
There's not a lot going on in the grand scheme.
What's the storyline then? So he's working as a bounty hunter.
Going after
then
pirates.
Then some upstart American guy comes along and decides he's going to take him out.
Yeah.
Takes him out.
Yeah.
He then, Porco then has to go to Italy.
And he builds a new plane.
Build a new
or
plane.
Or gets people. What were they called? The Piccolos.
Yeah.
The Piccolos build a new plane for him.
Then he comes back.
And he goes to have a rematch.
Has a rematch.
With the...
Yeah.
American guy.
But then the side story is talking about Gina.
Yes.
Gina is his very old friend who was previously married to one of his teammates.
Yes.
He was best man at the wedding.
Yes.
But we get the impression that Porco Rosso is actually really in love with Gina.
Yes. And they're very much... she knew him before he was a pig.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some history.
And I think, yeah, potentially
I really like the scenes between those two where they sort of reminisce of the past.
Yeah, definitely. And I think she obviously has some affections for him too.
I think
it's
so.
It's never fully explained in the movie.
It's not, is it?
Or fully explored, at least.
Kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like something.
It's left open completely at the end of the film, right?
Yeah, basically. But yeah, so it's not like the most amazing plotline ever. But it is. I think you admit, I know it's a manga, and I know it's probably going to sound insulting to manga lovers, but I think it would make a really good novel.
Mm.
It comes across very booky.
Mm. A lot of the Ghibli stuff does.
I know a manga is a book, essentially, isn't
it?
But I think it would just be really good on, like, a bookshelf. Porco Rosso, this, like, pilot who was cursed to look like a pig.
Mm.
It sounds so book. I'd read it.
I'd read it, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on your recommendation, obviously.
I'd let you
read it first.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a favourite bit of the movie?
I do, actually. And it's going to be very depressing and standard Luke. Because I love death in animated films, apparently.
I know which bit you're going to say.
But the best bit for me was the sort of flashback story mm-hmm. of him as a pilot losing his friends in sort of the dogfight in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of saw this... He sort of fell asleep, didn't he? And sort of woke up, his plane floating on clouds.
Yeah.
And he looked
up. He's above the clouds at this point, yeah.
And he could see this, like, trail in the sky and wondered what it was. And then all the dead pilots and dead planes came up through the clouds and went up to this trail in the sky. And it was just a trail of dead
hundreds and thousands of dead pilots. Airplanes.
And yeah. It was like...
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah, the emotion of that was great.
Yeah.
The imagery was insanely good.
Yeah.
Because
at first, when you see that sort of trail in the sky, it looks a bit like a chemtrail.
Yeah, just
you look
like
a bit closer, then you realise it's like dots.
Sparkly.
And sparkly.
Almost
and
Milky Way.
Yeah, you're like, what is this? But, and then suddenly you realise that's...
Aeroplanes. With all the dead pilots up there, just in a flying loop. I loved that.
Yeah, that was the best bit of the film.
I thought so, right?
But to your further point... the other scene I really loved, if I have to pick an alternative one for
go
you,
on.
Would be the first conversational scene between Porco and Gina.
When they were having dinner together.
Yeah.
I love that too.
And it's like you pointed it out, even down to like the attention to detail in the animation, like her reflection in the wine glass and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, her like shoulder and dress strap, you could see through the wine glass, but it was like distorted in the glass.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And it's their attention to detail that only Ghibli does. Maybe yeah. Pixar does it as well, to be fair. And Don Bluth, I just told lies. But Ghibli do it exceedingly well.
I would say
do it the best.
Ghibli do it the best, yeah.
They do it the best.
Aardman.
Yeah, they do it the best for 2D animation.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
We'll compromise.
We'll go with that.
But yeah, I think those were the two best... Those are the two bits I would come up with as well.
Yeah.
The other bit I did like was... Well, it's not really a scene, but I loved the imagery of, like, Gina's garden
mm-hmm.
and her little housey hut at the bottom yeah. of the garden and the balcony.
I said as we were watching it, I was like, why do I always want to go there when I'm watching it?
I want to go there, but they're cartoon, they don't exist. Yeah. But yeah.
So do you have a score for story?
I do. I think I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Okay. I'm going to be a little harsher, I think, and I'm going to go for a 5.5. Talk about the characters,
shall we?
Yeah,
well, we've obviously got Porco Rosso, as we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
the pig bounty hunter. I can't stop saying that because it just sounds hilarious, but it's not.
I love it when they say stuff to him like, don't be so pig headed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I suppose that could be their comedy element when
yeah.
they call themselves a comedy.
We both just
took a sip. That's so bad for like audio podcast, just to hear us go silent for a bit. Talk amongst yourselves. And Porco Rosso was voiced by Michael Keaton in the version we watched. So we watched like the Disney English dub.
Yeah, his performance actually grew on me. At first I thought...
What a weird choice.
And also, yeah. Is he putting in any effort?
Yeah, yeah.
At first it sounded
yeah.
like he wasn't, but then I realised that's kind of how the character was.
Yeah.
And as I
yeah.
kind of clicked with that, it suited it a lot yeah. better.
He's very much Batman, which is weird, isn't it? Michael Keaton obviously is Batman, and Pigman is kind of similar. Like, he's like decided to sort of fight against the law.
Yeah.
And he lives in his own private place that no one comes to. That's like his
little
cave.
Yeah.
yeah. And yeah, he just gave me... Maybe it was just the fact it was voiced by Michael Keaton, but I saw weird similarities between fucking Porco Rosso and Batman. But I think Michael Keaton was quite a good choice. Then we had Gina, who we've spoken about. She was added into this. And I'm in two minds about her, because she doesn't do an awful lot for the story. But then our favourite scenes are all
cool
over her.
Well,
you know,
she?
That conversation she had, her little house at the bottom of the garden.
I'm gonna just put this out here now. I am gonna be completely biased.
Yeah,
she is my favorite character in it, purely because of who she's voiced by.
Yeah,
purely because that voice is so nostalgic to me, and I think it might be one of my favorite voices.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think I agree.
Yeah, I cannot think of many other voices in animated movies that I enjoy listening to
mm-hmm.
more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, are you gonna tell the people who the voice is?
Yeah, I've like built it up now and everyone's going to be like, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
She's voiced by Susan Egan. who...
Don't know who that is.
She's done lots of animated voices. A few for Studio Ghibli, actually.
Yes. Most notably, Lin.
Lin in Spirited Away.
She's great.
But I think most people will know her as the voice of Megara in Disney's Hercules.
Iconic.
She's also had an awesome Broadway musical theatre career as well. She was the original Belle on Broadway.
Yeah, she's good, man.
She's awesome.
Fierce. Mm-hmm. And she's Gina in Porco
Rosso.
She's
Gina in Porco Rosso.
And we've got Donald Curtis, who is this, like, American pilot guy. I sort of... They, to me, were... I said it when we were watching it. It's Gaston and the Beast, isn't it?
Yes.
That's them. Porco Rosso is the cursed man who now looks like a...
Beast.
Yes.
Pig beast.
And Donald Curtis is the handsome man who believes that everybody should love him because he's the handsome man and not because he has a nice personality.
Yes.
And Porco and the Beast both have better personalities than Gaston and Donald Curtis ever could. So yeah, some similarities there. But Belle, as a character... in this, flicks, I feel, between Gina and Fio. Fio Piccolo. Who's voiced by Kimberly Williams Paisley.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither, I'm so sorry, Kimberly. But I'm imagining Fio is in the manga and Gina wasn't. Right. But they're kind of like, Gina's almost like the Belle for the first half.
Yeah.
And Fio's kind of Belle
takes
for the second.
Because
Fio definitely falls for Porco. And very obviously. Whereas Gina's, it's like, hinted towards.
Yeah.
It's a bit subtle. But Donald falls for both the girls.
I think he falls for every girl.
Yes.
I think that's the kind of point of him.
Which is like Gaston in some ways.
Yeah.
I know he definitely has his sights on Belle. But yeah, so there was Beauty and the Beast.
I've got my sights set on that one.
The inventor's daughter. But yeah, there's definite Beauty and the Beast feel. But Fio Piccolo is the girl who sort of helped rebuild Porco's plane.
Yes.
For him to sort of have his rematch with Donald Curtis. And there was Mr. Piccolo, who was Fio's grandfather?
I think it was grandfather, yeah. And I recognised his voice, didn't I? And it's like, I was literally like digging for it in my head, and I figured it out just in time. And it was, what's his name? David Ogden
Steers.
Steers.
Speaking of Beauty and the Beast.
Cogsworth. Yeah.
Two voices in Pocahontas. He's
Governor Radcliffe.
And who else? Yeah. He's Radcliffe's sidekick.
Is he?
Yeah, he flicks.
Amazing.
He's both, yeah. And he's Jumba in Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
He's in Jungle to Jungle.
Yes, he is.
And he's the Boiler Man in Spirited Away.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's really good.
He's so good. And then we've got some other voice actors to note. Tom Kenny is in it. He's the voice of SpongeBob.
Okay.
He's also in Clone Wars. He's in The Batman. He's a penguin and things like that. Brad Garrett, who is everybody loves
Raymond's
brother, who's appeared on the podcast before, special guest. He's in a few Pixar films. So he was the big blue beetle in A Bug's Life.
Oh, yes.
Slim? Is he called Slim?
I don't know.
And he's also the big pufferfish in Finding Nemo.
Yes, yes.
Shark bait. Kevin Michael Richardson appeared in this.
Oh, we love Kevin Michael Richardson.
And Frank Welker was in this.
Of course
well.
He was.
And we love Frank Welker. I feel like he hasn't been on the podcast for a while.
No. We like to shout out Frank Welker, don't we?
Every time. He's the hero of the podcast.
Yeah.
He's been in the most films so far, surely. And ever will be.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's ever...
Topping Frank.
Unless that's what he likes.
Unless that's what it's like. What's it? What it's like? I can't function. No judgment, Frank. You do what you need to do.
Yeah, Frank. I'll be Frank.
It's a nice bunch of characters.
Yeah. Favourite one?
Gina.
Yeah, same.
Or Porco.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're the top two.
Yeah.
Mum's was Fio. So yes. I guess she gets a shout out as well. Donald Curtis was, he served his purpose. Didn't like him, but the guy wasn't supposed to be likable.
No.
So
he was supposed to not like him.
He did his job well. So it was a good bunch. I'm not mad at them.
No.
They fit the story very well. They fit each other very well. I like them.
Score?
I think perhaps the same. I think a 6.5.
I might agree with you this time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like it when we do that.
It's nice.
I hate disagreements.
So the animation in this movie
is beautiful.
Yeah. It's your standard kind of, I want to say early Ghibli, but I think we're slightly past the early phase now.
We are, but you can still tell it's older.
Yeah, well, it's 30 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's you.
It's
got like a Ghibli's really nice to watch them in the order they came out, because you can actually notice the image getting a little bit sharper each time.
Yeah.
And the colours getting a little bit more vibrant. This movie is one of those movies where they kind of spared no expenses. Like, there's one scene where they're flying over the islands and there's just this rolling kind of environment, and it's all hand-drawn.
It's mad.
They don't do anything with a computer. They literally just do it all by hand.
Yeah.
All the water that's splashing up and everything. You know,
The vehicles, the planes, the cars.
And there's loads of them. There's hundreds of them. By this point, so 1992, Disney had been using CGI to do vehicles, especially for about 4 or 5 years.
So it's like Oliver and Company. Yeah.
So, you know, they were still doing it the most traditional way possible. And I think it looks great because of it.
It looks so delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Obviously, being a Hayao Miyazaki film, there's a lot of flying in it.
There's a lot of it. He loves a vehicle.
He loves a flying air vehicle.
One, for sure. Yeah.
The pirates were sky pirates, weren't they?
Of course.
Not sea pirates.
He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, character designs were very much along the lines of everything you would expect from a Studio Ghibli film. There's almost some stock designs that you expect to see in a Studio Ghibli film. I feel like Theo was your stock young girl design.
Yes.
And I almost feel even like Donald Curtis was your stock kind of
good-looking man.
Good-looking, pointy man. Yeah. So I don't think there's anything particularly special about the way the characters looked.
No.
But again, with Studio Ghibli, and this is always the way with Studio Ghibli, the way they move.
It's the movement, isn't it?
It's just beautiful. And I've said this before on this podcast, and I will say it probably every single season when we do Studio Ghibli, it's the imperfections in the movement that make it perfect.
Yeah, it's literally straight away. Porco Rosso's laying on a sunbed and he's got a table in front of him and he wants to pull the table closer to him and he wraps his feet around the table leg and he's like slowly, bit by bit, pulling the table. Whereas any other animated film would just have him lean forward, grab the table and pull it in one swift motion. But for him, it's like he's using his feet
and things are falling off the table.
And it is that sort of thing that would happen in real life that they get. They just nail it every time. It's smooth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very smooth.
I don't think I can score it its highest, as gorgeous as the film is, because I know they get better.
Yeah, they get better. And also, like I said, the designs aren't
they're not crazy special.
And also, at this point, although the animation itself is brilliant, I think Ghibli are still using ink and paint at this point, and therefore the imagery is not as sharp as it is when they switch to digital colour.
Yeah. We're not at Howl's Moon Castle, Spirited Away, Ponyo levels yet.
No, we're not. But it is
good. Beautiful, isn't it?
Do you have a favourite sequence of animation, or is it just the plane bit again?
The plane bit really, really stuck out beyond anything else.
Yeah. I mean all the dead aeroplanes.
The dead aeroplanes.
Most of the film is the plane bit.
That's so true. Yeah, I knew what you meant. The dead aeroplanes in the sparkly line. But also, like I said, we wanted to live where Gina lived.
Mm.
That place looked so beautiful. Mm. That design, that little house hut at the end of her garden, the balcony looking over the water.
Yeah.
It was very like Naboo, which I think is where they filmed a lot. Italy was where they filmed a lot of Naboo, I think.
Yes.
It looked like that. It looked so, so beautiful. That also stands out to me. And let's bring back the wine glass.
Yes.
I loved that.
Love the wine glass. I think the dead planes was the best looking bit, as well as it was just the best moment of the movie.
Yeah, so
I think
poetic.
I'd have to give it to that as well. Score wise for animation, I'm gonna go ahead and give it an 8.
It's high, isn't it?
0.5.
Yeah, I was just gonna do that. 8.5 as well.
Okay.
It's not as they're gonna get better.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fucking good.
Music then.
The usual guy.
Joe, was it Hisashi?
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's really good. And I think he's better in this than he has been before.
Yeah, potentially.
Because he's very, and this isn't a criticism, he's very piano based.
Mm.
And you really feel that in every Ghibli film he does. But I feel like, I don't know what it was, because I'm not a musical expert, but there was just some more oomph in this film.
Yes.
To the soundtrack. It sounded more orchestral than just piano.
I guess budgets have increased as time's gone on and stuff.
And there were some really nice motifs of music that would appear. And the music really carried certain scenes.
Mm.
I was really, really happy with it. It wasn't Blow You Away soundtrack, best soundtrack ever.
No. But
I think it was really, really good and perhaps Ghibli's best so far.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to sit here and hum you anything.
No.
But the music is one of those things, and we say it quite a lot, the music sort of served its purpose.
Yes, we do say that a lot. There's some films where the music really stands out as something special. This maybe not. But it did stand out to me as better than what Ghibli's done before.
Do you have an idea what you want to score it then?
Now, I'm not sure what I've given other ones, so I may contradict myself here. I should have done some research
into
previous podcasts. But I think I'm just going to give it a really nice 7.
Okay, I was going to go with the same, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, isn't that lovely?
So, legacy. Does this movie have a legacy?
Might not be the best one ever.
That's okay, you can do that. They did plan a sequel at one point. Oh, they didn't do it. Yeah,
they did. I've got that written down here. I don't know why I sounded so shocked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, he was like a veteran pilot in the Spanish Civil War.
Mm.
And it was in 2011, I think, Miyazaki hinted towards, I want to do this.
I wonder if he was going to be a pig still.
Yes, because that is very much left open, isn't it? Is he a pig or not? But I'm presuming, because the note said Porco and not Marco, that I'm assuming he's still a pig.
He's still a pig.
They call me
Mr. Pig.
I'm glad we both did that and not... I'm Porco Rosso.
I often think of, when I think of like anthropomorphic pigs, I think of Jakers. Do you remember Jakers?
Jakers and the Adventures of Tiddlywinks.
He was voiced by Naruto.
Yeah.
Not actually by the character Naruto, by the lady.
Who does Naruto's voice. Yeah, I used to love the cow.
Mm.
He was so sweet.
Yeah, and they had a duck. Was it a duck?
There was a duck as well. She looked like Torchic. In glasses and a dress.
Yeah.
Jakers.
The Adventures of Tiddlywinks. Tiddlywinks?
Yeah. I also think of the pigs in Shrek. They're great. Oh, yeah.
Pigs and blankets. Do you remember when we basically, one of us said, a tissue. And we all fall down. And we were both like, oh, that's from Shrek. And then we were like,
It's not. We just made that up. We just sang Ring a Ring of Roses in German accents. And we're like, the pigs
in Shrek. They never do it. And for ages, I just assumed they actually did do that.
A tissue.
We all fall down. It does sound like something they would say, doesn't it?
Why do we get onto other pigs?
What other pigs are there? Doctor Who?
There's Pumbaa. Pig slaves.
Pig slaves and Doctor Who.
He's very much pig slave, Porco Rosso.
And also there was the little...
The little pig, Aliens of London.
And Aliens of London as well, yeah.
Russell T. Davis loves a pig.
Loves a pig man.
American Horror Story has some. Scary Does pig. It? Yeah, it's more like people who wear pig heads.
Mm, okay.
And
yeah.
They like cut you up and shit.
Animal Farm. George Orwell book.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's an animated movie of it as well. We might have to look into that.
Oh, no, Pigs and Robin Hood's Disney film.
I swear there must be.
Yeah, I feel like there should be, but I don't think there is. It's all like rhinos and hippos and shit.
Pig. There must be a pig. Maybe in The Merry Men, pig. Is there not?
No.
Is there a little pig somewhere?
No.
No, interesting. Mm. So what I find interesting about Peppa Pig?
Go on.
So I noticed this when I was watching Peppa Pig. All the humanoid animals are mammals, and all the pets are birds and reptiles.
Interesting.
They have no mammalian pets.
That kind of makes sense, though, because it's like weird when you watch Arthur, who's an aardvark, and he's got a dog.
He's got a dog.
It's like, where did
but
that
also,
come from?
He's got a friend that's a dog.
The same with Mickey.
Yeah.
He's got a friend who's a dog, and he's got a dog. It's very strange. So Peppa actually has more logic than Arthur and Mickey.
And Mickey. I always wonder what the relationship between Goofy and Pluto is. Because is it kind of like...
Can they talk dog to one another?
Did one of them, like, get enslaved young and was unable to learn?
Whoa.
or something like that. And does Goofy feel a bit of...
it's very wicked.
Yeah, does Goofy... Yeah.
Animals are no longer permitted to talk. Teach.
Yeah. But, like, is it that... Does Goofy feel bad for Pluto? Does he feel kind of guilty?
I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? Is that why he's goofy, though? Because maybe dogs are, like, stupid pets. And yeah. He's actually a smart dog, but a dopey person.
Compared to mice and ducks.
What a weird combination. How funny.
Yeah.
What a weird tangent we just went off of on animated
anthropomorphic
pigs.
Animals.
Not just animated, actually. We brought Doctor Who and American History in.
I got to think of another... Oh! Sing!
Oh, sing! Reese yeah. Witherspoon!
Reese Witherspoon!
Singing Katy Perry and
Sia okay?
and Taylor Swift.
I'm Fandango.
I'm Fandango.
Why are pigs always German?
Sausages.
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 Breakfast. Is that what's called?
Breakfast.
Bra-
I've been singing about full English.
Breakfast. Breakfast?
I don't know what you're saying.
It's like German sausage.
You're annoying me.
Frankfurters.
Frank Welker.
I bet you he's voiced a pig.
100%.
Do you remember the movie with the pig in the mouth? The pig.
Charlotte's Webs. Yeah, he picked up Wilbur. Picked up spider eggs. That was disgusting. I really didn't want to watch that ever again in my life. Sorry, Charlotte's Web stands. I know it's a popular story, but no. Home on the Range.
There's a pig in that.
There's pigs in that.
Yeah. I don't know why we've done this.
Shaun the Sheep. They're like evil.
Shaun the Sheep, yeah.
They don't like the sheep. There's a lot of animated pigs.
There's Shaun of the Sheep.
Shaun of the Dead, you're going to say.
I always do that.
Shaun of the Sheep.
Shaun of the Sheep. In the Shaun of the Sheep movie. The pigs take over the house.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, there's lots of animated pigs.
I love a pig.
But there's never really cute ones. And pigs are cute. Moana. There's a cute one. Pua. He's adorable.
Pua.
Pua. Oh. Pua is so sweet. That's a cute pig. Oh, there needs to be cute ones.
I swear there's another cute pig.
Oh, there is. Black Cauldron.
Yes.
And it dips its little pig snout. Wind. Henwin. Something like that.
Big win.
Big win. It dips its little snout in water and it shows you visions. Oh, what a sweetie. Yeah, I really used to want to, like, pick her up.
Henwin.
You know how you wanted to eat Mike Wazowski?
Mm.
I wanted to just pick her up because she looks so smooth and, like, sweet to hold.
Smooth.
I know, but pigs aren't she smooth. Smooth. Although pigs are really wiry and, like, yeah. hairy. But she looks,
nice to
she looks smooth.
Do you remember the big fat pig at the... Jolly Farmer.
But... Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. There's a little farm pub we used to go to called Jolly Farmer, and it was massive pot.
Do you know what? It might not have been that big. We were probably just quite small.
That's true. But it had a little hut and it literally took up the whole thing.
Yeah. Then they got two new pigs, Bubble and Squeak. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, they were smaller.
I could talk to them.
Yeah. Oh, Mark, do your pig voice.
I can talk to them.
Right, do your pig voice. Mark can he's Eliza Thornberry but for pigs.
Just pigs. No other animals.
Okay.
And the funniest thing is they all reply. They
don't do. They?
If I go up to pig and I'm like, they're like,
that's a really good pig noise. It's disgusting. I don't know how you do it.
That's close.
Oh, it wasn't bad, was it? No, I'm not good. I'm good at a Peppa Pig. That's really good. I'm just good at a Peppa Pig oink. Well, she's like, I'm Peppa Pig. Like, I can't do...
It's doing that with your mouth first.
It's like a cartoon. just breathing in.
You can't do it.
I'm not... I can't do it. I can't. I don't know how you do it. I think that's talent.
Thank you. Should I go on Britain?
I say talent? Britain. You say talent. Oh. Yeah, do it. Do it again. One more. Your tummy rumbled. Imagine if Porco sounded like that for the whole film.
Yeah, they're like, hey Porco. And he was like,
Okay. In the sequel, you can voice him, not Michael
Keaton. We got points for Legacy.
No, we just pigs so instead.
A possible sequel, that's half a point.
It's a good cast.
Good cast, that's a
Michael
point.
Michael Keaton, Susan Egan, they're good enough.
Hayao Miyazaki's attached to it, that's a point.
Based off a manga, are we going to give manga points?
Half a point. I'm going to give it 3.
3.5.
Okay. Shall we do some mathematics?
I think we should.
Okie dokie dok.
That's me being a pig. Okay. Go on.
So for story, we both... No, we didn't. You gave it a 6.5, I gave it a 5.5.
Oh, no, I did it wrong.
Sorry, I confused things.
You did.
For characters, we both gave it a 6.5.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah. For animation, we both gave it an 8.5.
Oh.
For music, we both gave it a 7. And for legacy, you gave it a 3.5. And I gave it a 3.
62.5.
I'm not quite sure how that ranks. I just put 6.2 in my book. I gave it a 6.2. 62.5.
Well, only yesterday it got 59.
Okay, so it's better than that.
So it's better than that, which I you did sort predict. Of said that I wanted it to be better than that. Kiki got 65.5.
Okay.
So it's not as good as Kiki, which I think I may agree with. Kiki's very good.
Yeah, Kiki is good. Sorry.
Totoro was in the 70s. Can't see.
And...
Fireflies was 73.5.
Yeah. I think Totoro was like 76.
Laputa was 74. And Nausicaa was 66.
66,
so it's basically better than Only Yesterday.
only Yesterday.
Only Yesterday.
Only Yesterday.
Which I may agree with.
Yeah, I would probably think so too. I'm just going to have a look and see for sure what we're doing next. Okay, next week is normally Don Bluth week. We're going to switch things up a little bit.
Are we?
Only a little bit. It's kind of following the same vein, but the company, animation company that Don Bluth started with, Steven Spielberg, Amblimation, they made films without Don Bluth.
Without Don
so
Bluth
we thought we'd pile them into the same part.
Yes.
So we're going to do We're Back, a dinosaur story.
Yes!
Which is actually really... I remember really enjoying this film. I haven't watched it in a few years.
I'm looking forward to seeing it as an adult because I haven't watched it as an adult.
No, me neither.
And I'm intrigued because I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
But it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
There's aliens.
Yeah.
There's dinosaurs. There's time travel. It's fucked.
It is a bit weird, isn't it?
I think it's time travel.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously there's dinosaurs in modern day. It has to be.
But they're like, they used to be scary, but something happened to them.
I just remember the first time I saw the trailer for it on a VHS of a Land Before Time film.
Yeah.
They used the Land Before Time score.
Did they?
Yeah.
So did you think it was a Land Before Time film?
I thought that we might know some of the dinosaurs.
A little crossover. Mm.
It wasn't to
but
be.
No, yeah. They're like scary dinosaurs, but something happens to them and it makes them nice and makes them cartoony. And stuff. Yeah. And there was two professors.
Yes.
Good Eye and Screw Eye.
Yeah, something like that.
See, I have good memory of it.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's not a Don Bluth film, but it is kind of connected in that way. So we're gonna use it.
It's either gonna go one of two ways: dark horse of the series, or shit.
Okay, yeah.
I suppose it could just be middle. It could go one of three ways.
It could. Should we have a look at what else we've got coming
for the
next few weeks?
Yeah.
So. Episode 4 will be Pixar.
I love
Pixar. Can you guess?
Where are we? Is it Cars?
Correct. Episode 5 will be DreamWorks.
Are we doing Sinbad yet?
Sinbad.
Love that film.
Episode 6 is Aardman.
Wallace and Gromit back?
No. It's Early Man.
Is it already?
Yeah.
He's early.
We're nearly done with Aardman.
Wow. I thought there was like more.
Episode 7 will be Disney Toon Studios.
I love that studio. It's not a good film though, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Peter Pan.
No.
Oh no, we just did that. Well, we did number one. Disney Toon Salazar Slytherin. Bugs Life. Puss in Boots. Pinocchio. Pooh Bear. Pocahontas!
Yeah.
Pocahontas 2. I love that film.
Then we got Blue Sky.
Blue Esky. Ice Age.
Yeah, Continental Drift.
Nice.
Episode 9 is Sony Animation Studios.
It's not open season.
No. Another sequel to another one we've done.
Surf's Up?
No.
Come with me.
Where?
Secret Life of Pets?
No. That was Illumination.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting confused.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Chance of Meats.
Then you got Warner Brothers. I'll give you a plea.
Happy Feet. Yeah. I love that film.
Then we got Oriental Light and Magic.
Pokemon 7.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever that was.
7. Destiny Deoxys.
If we can find it.
Then we got Illumination.
Sing. 7. 9. Why am I saying numbers? Illumination. It's the Minions.
Despicable Me 3.
Fuck.
Then we got, if we can find it, Hanna-Barbera.
Fucking Chicky Chicky Bang Bang. I don't know what they do. Scooby-Doo.
Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Yeah. Then we got Nickelodeon.
Big Fish. Bugrats.
Bugrats. Oh, that sounds grim.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
It's Barnyard. That's
what
it.
What the fuck is Barnyard?
It's a Nickelodeon film.
Nickelodeon. Okay. Good morning, right. Barnyard.
We're going to bed now.
Are we?
I am. I'm so tired.
Okay. We'll see you next week. If I don't see you for a week, see you through a window.
Luke, in the meantime, where can we find you?
I keep on saying chit. At Lukey Read, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And if you like to read books, I have a book Instagram called Lukey Reads.
Clever.
Lukey Read with an S. That's not the handle, it's Lukey Reads. Mark, where can we find you?
At actuallymjr on Twitter, at actuallymjr underscore 2.0 on Instagram. Very good, well done. And make sure to follow the
story.
Follow the show at Disc Doodles on Twitter and Instagram.
And you have to tweet us what your favourite bit of Paul Carosso is if you've seen the film.
Favourite bit, favourite character, favourite song. Favourite song, we didn't do that. There weren't any songs.
And favourite legacy. If you haven't seen it, it's on UK Netflix. It's quite easily accessible. Mm-hmm. No excuses. Do your homework.
Do your homework and tweet us.
And send us a video of your best pig impression.
Yeah, I want those. See, that's better, Luke.
I'm perfecting. I'm getting there. I'm not as good as you. You want you. It's so good.
And
the king
also
of the pigs.
Check out Letterboxd.
Where
you can see a complete list of all the movies that we have previously talked about. I think we need to go.
I don't know what happens at the end.
It just descends into absolute chaos.
Like maybe the relief of getting
it
done.
Oh, we made it. We did it. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Deepa do it on YouTube. It's like you got through the lights at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck's sake.
Let's go.
Piss off. Right, have a good time.